Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So we're looking at this call board and we're coming to y'all, like, but... And we've described this before. So there's a board, and it has your, when you call in, we see your names, the city, and then Lucas will put in just a few word blurb kind of about what you want to talk about. And I can't get over that you and I are doing afternoon drive on 95.7 The Game, and I got a board.
Yep.
That's like Pat Spencer, Spencer's leadership, Pat Spencer, Pat Spencer, like, or I can't.
Hey, it's Mark Willard here. It's K-Pat. K-P-A-T.
I can't.
Bay Area, it's Pat Spencer.
I just.
You can't play that enough.
I can't believe this is happening. Pat Spencer is the athlete of the week.
I mean, I can't believe it's happening either, but when you watch that game, the big takeaway was this dude is, like, he doesn't think that he's anything other than that guy. He hits the three to go up five, and he turns around, and he's cussing out the entire city of Philadelphia.
One of my favorite moments of the year.
Oh, my God.
And Grandy will vouch for me on this. He and I have both, over our text chain, there's been a time or two this year where we've been pissed off at Pat Spencer. Because Pat will come into a game, and he's like, yeah, I think I can, take Jokic to the hole. Like, I'm going to drive right by him, and he won't... Yeah, like, Pat has this thought in his head where he's like, I could shoot over Wembanyama. Watch me. I'll do it. And he would try these things, and it would be ridiculous. But then suddenly this week, they're working.
Yep.
They're working. The guy's shimmy-shaking, shooting over Chet Holmgren. What is happening? But largely, it's not even about that. It's actually about simply the way he's running the Warrior offense and running it seemingly in a much more effective and efficient way than all of the other people not named Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry. Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Eeyore in San Leandro. Hi, Eeyore. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Gentlemen, you know what? It's very important when you listen to what people say, right? It speaks volumes. I don't know if anybody saw this, but there was an interview with Pod on, he was at the, Santa Cruz Warrior game, and the halftime they interviewed him. I forget the gentleman's name who interviewed him.
Okay.
But this is what he asked Pods. He said, what have you been working on this summer? You know, everybody goes to the lab, per se. You know what Pods said? I thought he would say something like, I've been working on my dribbling, my jump shooting. That's what I would have loved for him to say. He said this, and the documented, you can go back and look at the interview. He actually said, I've been working on my leadership skills. What? We need you to work on your dribbling and your jump shooting, which maybe you could have done both, but you should have mentioned that. That bears mentioning. And one other thing, Pat Spencer, does anybody remember the interview where he says this? He says, I'm playing the best I've ever played. His words, not mine.
Yep.
And he meant what he said because it was true. He knew that, hey, I haven't played better than this. This is it. So hopefully it won't be a scenario where we see a Rollins type of evolving where we see him from on another team, or the I can't remember the guy a couple years ago, it was Lamb and this other guy. He played for Cleveland last year. Can't think of his name. But hopefully We will remember how he's playing. And we also have to understand this. He's on a two-way. So he can't play every game. So let's remember that. You can't play him. He can only play so many games. So Steve has to manage what type of game he's going to put him in.
So, by the way, Eeyore, I'd like to, first of all, Ty Jerome is the person you're thinking of.
Ty Jerome.
Second of all, you've got some really good points we'd like to follow up on. Third of all, I want everyone to know the rule about this two-way contract and the 55 games.
Yep.
It's not about how many he plays. It's about how many for which he is active.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not just a Steve Kerr, like, you got to, like, keep him on the bench. That doesn't matter. If he's active, that's a game. So if he's over there on the bench and he is active for the game, then no, put him in there. I don't want anybody thinking that, oh, the second they sub him in, you know, it's like a red shirt in college. Oh, crap, they burned his red shirt. No, I think the way that this is trending in the moment is they are going to keep playing him. And in January or February, you're going to see the team strike a deal or two that's going to send out more players than it brings back. And then Pat is going to get one of those spots. I think that's what they're probably going to end up doing.
If he keeps this up, absolutely. Yeah, and you're going to have to free up a little bit of money, because that's why they had to wait for Seth Curry, because they didn't want to get up to the second apron, and then it totally handcuffs you on what you're trying to do if you're up in that second apron. So it is, financial gymnastics? You said that to Steve.
And for sure.
Steve was like, yeah, it's exactly what this is. But in the meantime, until he gets close to 55, yeah, you play him, because he plays hard. He's playing the way you want him to play. And you look at last night in the fourth quarter, JK, no minutes. Pods, no minutes. And Pat Spencer and Gee, they played all the minutes.
Yeah. So back to what he said about that interview with Pods. I didn't hear that. I wasn't watching the Santa Cruz game.
Gucci.
Boy, Pods loves to go to a game, doesn't he? But anyway, I told
him. Cash me out one time.
I completely believe that account of the interview, even though I didn't hear it, because it is indicative of what we're talking about. And here is my current belief. Brandon Pajemski and Jonathan Kuminga are both living in the future. They're both living in their future. There's nothing wrong with that per se, but there's another way to say it, and Draymond said it 3 weeks ago. We probably should bring that sound back, guys. We probably should get Draymond's agenda bite again.
And I said that then, that it was as much about Pods as it was JK.
And I think you were absolutely right, because we have arrived at... thank God for granting me this moment of clarity.
I love it.
Okay? We have arrived at the moment of clarity with what Draymond was talking about. And it's both of them. And both of them have an agenda right now that is not fitting with the agenda of the team. So if Pods is working on his leadership, what does that tell you? He's preparing himself for 2028. And that's not what the Warriors need
right now. No.
We don't even know if that's going to be your role then. We don't know if you're going to be on the team in March. So that would be, if I were Steve Kerr, and I'm sure he's done this, but the message to Pods and JK, let's do now. Let's do now. And you can worry, JK, about being an all-star, and Pods, you can worry about being the face of the Warriors some other day when that reality, though unlikely, becomes something that anybody around here needs. Right now, what this team needs is for both of you to be the role players that you need to be when Steph Curry is on the floor, and then the smart, temporary placeholders when he's not. That's it. That's now. Let's do now. They're living in a dream world.
Right. And I'm more concerned about Pods than I am JK.
That's fine.
I look at Kuminga, and ever since he got taken out of the starting lineup, a half a game later, he had bilateral knee tendonitis, and I believe it was real. His knees, I'm sure, hurt. He sat for the better part of a week and a half or 2 weeks, and since then, he's come back and played very me-centric. Jonathan Kuminga. There's been a lot of me in his game. Like, in the mid-range, I'm going to cook. Let me get the ball. I'm going to score. It hasn't been the same Kuminga we saw early in the year before the benching, so I'm more worried about Pods. Like, what happened to Pods over the last couple of weeks where it feels like even when he plays poorly, he doesn't shoot it well, he doesn't distribute well, whatever he doesn't do well, he still is out there contributing and doing positive things. But last night, they didn't even play him at all in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, again, before that late turnover when he subbed in for Spencer on Tuesday night, it was actually a pretty good game for Pods. He had played pretty well up until that point. He was the leading scorer for the Warriors in the game at that time. And so then he has an untimely turnover, and you know, here we are. And then he has this as a follow-up. I also think, and this is just me kind of reading you from listening to you so much, I think that you're less concerned about JK because you've already kind of mentally moved on.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even think there's a chance he's on the team in 2 months.
I don't anymore, and I'm going to say that I probably took a little bit of a premature victory lap after six games where you and I fought all summer about could it work or could it not work, and I told you it can work, and then it came out and it worked, and I was like, yeah, Mark, see, I know ball. Maybe you don't. It worked. It can work.
I bowed
it
down, too.
Yeah, and then you reverse course, and then after the last, whatever, 2 or 3 weeks, it's like, oh, man, it can work, but it's not going to work. Because if he doesn't want it to work, and like watching last night, it didn't seem like he was playing in a way that they wanted him to play. And I'm not saying that he's the reason they were down, what, was it 25-5? I know it was 20-5 at one point.
27-5.
Yeah.
And my God.
22-0 run.
30-10 at the
end
of the
first. It was not on Kuminga. It was on all of them.
No.
They all were bad.
There's
but
no, yeah.
If you look at Kuminga's first quarter shots, there was a ton of 12-foot fallaways, early clock, mid-range. And so I just don't know if he is that interested in 6 weeks. I'm going to play my butt off for 6 weeks. I don't see it.
Yeah, but here's the other thing, and I was saying this to you in the other room. Like, anybody who thinks that Jonathan is acting basically alone, he's acting as a singular entity because he wants out, like, my question to him would be, how's it going? Do you think that right now you're making other teams want you? Do you think that your trade value is going up? And by the way, you're still here. Under a 2-year deal on team control. How's it going? It's not. So, whatever you're doing, I don't know what the motivations are. I don't know what the reasons are. It's not working. It's not working for the Warriors. It's not working for you. That's why Aaron Turner is on such a wayward journey. What do you like?
Did he tweet yesterday after he had no minutes again in the fourth quarter?
Like that would be Aaron. What is it working? Is it working? Your goal was big money, big role, different team. How's it going? Just checking in. How's it going?
I mean, he got, I don't know if it's big money, but he got nice money. He got 24 in the pocket.
Turned a lot of guaranteed money down.
Right. And, but he also got his own potential freedom. I don't know if it depends on the team, but
like almost 2 years from now.
But I don't think that the team is going to want this around, honestly.
Yeah, but the Warriors have proven they're not moving him until they feel like it's the right deal that helps them.
Right, but they can move him January 15th, and the deadline's about a month later. So once you get to JK Day, I do think that there'll be a lot more of a, hey, look, JK, if you really want out of here, how about you start playing better so we can get more for you? If not, we'll just hold on to you. We'll keep not playing you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll see what happens in May.
Let's go to, we're talking also about Pat Spencer, which I just have such mixed feelings. It's so cool. What a great story. But also, if that's your story, if this is what gets us going with Warrior basketball right now, yikes. Like, there is a little bit of that. And that's not a slight on Pat. It's just like
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's such a knock on so many other players that this is what is catching fire with the fan base.
And that's why I'm struck today by big three, middle three, little three.
Yep.
We could talk about the big three. And Priest, if you want to call in with a they're too old, that drop I think fits now more than ever before because all three of them are currently hurt. The little three, Quentin Gee and Pat, man, they're fun to watch. The plucky little three, they're out there playing their little hearts out, and they almost won that game. The middle three, it's a head-scratcher. So for me, it's the three different threes, and then you put Buddy to the side, and you could put, you know, Al to the side, although Al's kind of part of the big three.
He's too old.
Thank you, Priest. I do think that this team's got three different tiers of, like, oh, you're the stars? You can't play. You're the next level? Oh, my God, you're not playing well. But look at these little guys. Gee, aren't you fun? And they are pretty fun. If only they could have won that game.
Is that what we're doing? Is that what, like, the Warriors play?
It's where we are, Mark.
I feel like we're, like, you know what? We should make sure that the Warriors have orange slices at halftime. Can we send around a spreadsheet? Who wants to pitch in? Who wants to sign up for their week?
I'll buy them a bag of cuties.
We can bring some goldfish and maybe some orange slices.
They should move to Sacramento. You know why?
Because they're freaking adorable.
Thank you. I set you up for that.
Oh, gosh.
He played almost every second in the fourth. He was a plus 15.
I want to punch myself in the face
Patty
right
Spence
now.
Patty Spence played all 12. He was a plus 13.
He was great.
This is Quinted Post. He was a plus 11. Like, what do you want? Will Richard, I love him.
I want a basketball team that's got some freaking swag, dude.
You know what you have with this team?
What?
A time machine. The 2027-28 Golden State Warriors. It's a great timeout.
Joe in San Jose. Hi, Joe. It's a great timeout. Oh, my gosh. Joe, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing today? I'm your age, Mark, roughly. I'm 51.
So not as old as Dibs. Got it. Okay.
Been watching the Warriors for a long time. Chris Mullin was my favorite player when I was a kid. And I think you're absolutely right when you say that it's kind of sad that the state of affairs that we're getting all jazzed about Pat, and it's not a knock on Pat. But the reason for that is because Pat and Gee and Will Richard and Post, they come in, they play like they want to be there. They play like they want to play basketball. They play with an energy. They come in with a little frenetic energy that, honestly, I haven't – with Pat Spencer, I haven't seen a player come in. He's kind of like a B-12 shot for the team when he comes in. And it's like I haven't seen a player come in and have that kind of little spark, that little energy since Sarunas Marcellonis from back in the day.
It's a good pull.
You know, he's like a little spitfire, you know, and it's fun to watch, and they play with a passion, like they want to be there, like they actually want to play basketball, like they're happy to be Warriors. And the other guys, who I love, and I love Moody, and I love GP2, and I love all those other guys, but lately they just don't seem like they want to. Like they're happy being basketball players. I don't know what it is, but the energy is just out of the room.
Joe, thanks. I think that just about all of them, maybe save one, want to be Warriors. It's no secret that I don't know that Jonathan Kuminga does. I don't know if he wants to be a Warrior. Really, that's the one thing that, you know, he was only asked that one time through this entire process, and his answer was, "I'm here."
Yep.
Which is a complete non-answer. So I don't know if Jonathan wants to be a Warrior. I don't think Moses Moody or Brandon Pajemski like don't want to be Warriors. I just think that Moody's struggling right now, and Pods gets a little ahead of himself, maybe in terms of what's the right way to go about doing whatever your role is. Just because Joe brought it up, though, I will say this. I know a lot of people think that talent trumps all. I can tell you that if I were running a team, all the way up to the high professional ranks. You want to know one thing I would never, ever, ever do is have a player on my team that didn't want to be there. I would just, I'm not interested.
Yeah, any business.
I don't care how awesome you are, Brandon Ayuk. I do not care. 1,300 yards, good for you. If you don't want to be here, gone. That's how I would handle it. Anytime somebody didn't want to be there.
And that should be every business. And I'll just say this, and I've said it before on the air, so I'm not afraid to reiterate it. But when our boss, Matt Nahegan, took over, I would say half our staff either didn't want to be here or were negative people. They mm-hmm. were miserable here. And he went about over a course of a matter of time to just be like, whoop, whoop, replace people who are disgruntled with people who are actually gruntled. And now you know this. Like, you go across our staff from, you know, Chickering to Zach to Ken to Pasta to all the other, like, rising stars, Grandy and Evan and Spadone, the rest. Everybody here is, like, into it.
Everybody here wants to be here.
Right. And so, as a result.
As far as I know. Lucas, you want to be here?
Yeah, I left Lucas out.
I do, but Grandy or Dibs named literally every person at the station besides me.
Okay. It's funny, Lucas, because you were here at the time of the disgruntled era, were you not?
I was.
And so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right? I don't think but Matt also, knew who I was,
but
though.
You're,
no, but you were gruntled.
But what's your title is director of sports or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you get the word director in your name.
It's management.
There's only two of you that have it. It's you and Matt.
True.
You're off the board.
You're the man now.
Yeah, yeah. You're on the other side over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bossing people around
Yada!
And stuff. Exactly.
Totally.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.